Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, Rick Pruse. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, this week we've got the opportunity to talk about one of the big events in the Mid-Michigan pet community, the Vet a Visit, taking place over at the MSU Vet Hospital here, this taking place right now. And on the phone line, we've got an opportunity to talk with the coordinator of this year's Vet a Visit, Dr. Sarah Abood. All right. Good morning, Dr. Abood.
Good morning.
Dr. Abood, Vet a Visit's going on right now. Can you tell our listeners about what exactly is going on over there at the MSU Vet Hospital and what kind of activities you've got planned for the rest of the day today?
Sure. Well, we started this morning at about 9 o'clock, and we're going to go until 4 o'clock today. We've got veterinary students and veterinary technology students working with some of our faculty instructors, and what they're doing is they're presenting a variety of different exhibits and animal demonstrations to anyone in the public who wants to come and see what goes on inside the College of Veterinary Medicine and get a little insight into this world of the veterinary profession. So some of the visitors have already been able to milk a cow, watch a horse run on a treadmill. They've listened to both dogs and sheep with a stethoscope on to listen to the heartbeat and to listen to the lungs. They've looked through microscopes to see some of the creepy crawly bugs that we always are told we should wash our hands to avoid. And there are also some animals visiting from our Powder Park Zoo. The veterinarian from the Powder Park Zoo is here with a few animals, and we've also got some creepy crawly snakes and spiders and other animals that are from the Michigan Herpetological Society. So we're visiting with a lot of different people, and there's some hands-on things, and there's some things to observe, and so it's really great fun. I hope people can come out.
Well, Sarah, this is Rick Pruse, and I've been to Vet a Visit, and I'm telling you, it is a very, very popular event. I'm very surprised with the turnout. When I was there, and this is several years ago, lines were out the door. Can you tell us a little bit about your attendance?
Well, we always have a hard time trying to judge what that is because we don't have anyone standing there trying to actually take admission. We don't charge anything for admission, so people are welcome to come and go as they please. But we do have some maps that are printed, and we do make our best guess. Even in a slow year, if the weather's not very good, we typically expect about 4,000 people. But on a weekend like this with nice weather, we're going to make our estimates somewhere near 7,000 people. It can get quite crowded, so the folks that came first thing in the morning are the folks that want to wait until about 2 o'clock or so and want to take a leisurely stroll through. They'll miss some of those really long lines.
So when did things get started this morning?
We started at 9, and we're going to go until 4, so we're pretty much going to call it quits for these animals that have been working all day right at 4 o'clock.
Well, that's really, really neat. In terms of the overall placement, is this pretty much spread out throughout campus, or is it pretty well contained? I mean, can you give me the lay of the land as far as that goes?
Sure. Our open house is directly at the veterinary medical complex, so it isn't spread out all over campus. However, it is spread out all over our veterinary complex. So some folks will be able to walk right through our radiology department in the veterinary teaching hospital. We also have an equine or a horse arena, and we'll have demonstrations in that arena. We've got a small facility right next to the arena where we'll have some of the other horse exhibits. And then we'll have folks walking through every part of the complex that our students do. So they'll be going through the surgery laboratory. They'll be going through the anatomy laboratory. They'll be in some of the big classrooms where there are presentations and round panels or student panels. So it's really going to be the kind of thing where we recommend folks wear comfortable shoes. They'll be on their feet a lot. There aren't too many places to sit down, although we do have some spots. We've got some food and refreshments available for folks. But if people want to see the whole thing, it can take them about 2 to 3 hours.
Wow. Dr. Abood, how many years has this been taking place?
Oh, wow. I don't know the exact number, but I think we're in our 48th year, something pretty close to that.
Wow.
I've been helping for the past 11 years, but when I was a student here at the vet school, I was also one of the head student coordinators, so I go all the way back to the mid-80s.
Okay, so then it is possible that some little kid that came to vet a visit at some point in the past is now working for the university at the vet hospital, and that whole dream began walking through during vet a visit, true?
Oh, that's absolutely correct. Yes. We've at least got a few students every year who come in, they've been admitted, and they remember coming through vet a visit. Absolutely. So we start the dreaming early on, and we just try to nurture it every year when visitors come back.
Wow, what a neat event. Well, all I can say is for all of you listeners, as soon as this show is over, I can't encourage you enough to get over to Michigan State and enjoy all of the different events that you've got. Thank you, Dr. Boud. We really appreciate you coming on the show with us.
Thank you, Lee and Rick. It was nice to visit with you.
Okay, thanks. Rick, when we return after the break, we're going to discuss the steps to successfully start an aquarium and building the proper environmental and ecological setting that fish need in order to properly survive here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.